food. And after not discussing the Tosas and Abbeis and Abbeis, where the Gemara tells us that Yermesech is Beisa, the Sassan Latana Karabi Yehuda. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph that demonstrates that yes, that the Shtam Mishnah Yisar Lachumra, and the Mishnah is Ein Mavaka Neseitzim in Hakoros, and V'lo Min Hakoros Shenishpura B'yantif. If you have something which is designated as a beam, it cannot be used on Yantif, and if the beam should break, also it is considered to be that which is set aside for non-use. Poshub Shat would appear from the Gemara that that Mishnah, beginning with the Reisha, Ein Mavakin, is reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon. Tosus is bothered by the following. That opening line in the Mishnah, Ein Mavakin Eitzim and Hakoros, is an extreme example of Muktza. That's a case of Muktza Machmas Chisaronkis. Muktza Machmas Chisaronkis means that you have something of value, and Duch Kumiyachidah, it's set apart, it's set aside exclusively for that use. In a typical case of a Kmisha Malachta Le'iser, it means Rov Malachta Le'iser, but Miut Malachta Le'heter. I can understand that there will be a Heter Tilto when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yantiv. If you have something that, look, it only serves this purpose and is designated for non-use, so in such a case, that should be a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. Why would Rabbi Shimon agree that, you know what, that no, in this case, I hold Ein Muktza, and that should apply even to that instance as well. So Tosfos points out, the Reisha Ein Mevakin is L'chulei Alma. That's not a machlokas by Rabbi Shimon. What about the next case? Min HaKora Shenishbara. There, why is it that anyone would argue that that is allowed? Well, Tosfos says as follows, that if all of a sudden it breaks, it didn't happen Yesh Miayin. Mestamet also says that Haisaru Miyesmo, it must have been that it was already weakened. And if I see that there is something which is weakened, Yoshiku Mitzape, the Sugi will have to see later. And therefore, if a person anticipates, so then Rabbi Shimon would argue that it's not considered to be Motzah. So, in other words, the Raya that the Gemara brings is from the Seifa, it is not from the Reisha, but you know what? Gemara is going to quote the Mishnah from the beginning, even though that indeed is L'chuliyam. This Chiddush that Tosfos writes that recognize that this form of Muktzah, Muktzah Machmas Kisaron Kis, is even a Libid Rabbi Shimon, that's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch as well. If you look in the very beginning of Simon Shin Ches, there, the Mechaber writes that Kol HaKelim Nitalim B'Shabbos, right? If you have a Kli can be moved on Shabbos, but chutz, mi muktza, machmas kisaron kis. That's what the Mechaber writes. But not if it meets that requirement. If it meets that requirement, not only is it muktza, but there's no heter tilta, even tzarech gufo, and the tzarech mekoma. And if you look in that Rabbi Kiveger gives you another example. If you have a sakin shel mila, a sakin shel mila also is considered to be a muktza, machmas kisaron kis. It's a precision instrument. It's used for bris mila, but it's not used for other purposes. And therefore, we would not argue that there's a heter of tiltol kelim that cannot be moved, the tzarech gufo and the tzarech makoma. But Rabbi Kiveger points out the following difficulty. Is that the case in the Mishnah? Adav lamed aleph. The Reish of the Mishnah says that muktza machmas chisaron kis is sur l'taltol. No. There, in Mevakin. Mevakin means the following, that you know what? I have a change of mind. I have a change of heart. That which was designated as this, all of a sudden I decide on a Shabbos Yantiv should be used for that. In order to say that the status remains, I have to invoke another principle, no? And that's a Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Mem Dalet. I have to invoke the principle of Mikudis Katsai. That in order to determine its current status, I don't judge by the here and now, but rather, what was its status when Shabbos Yantif began? Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos is going to be the Koveya, and Migur is going to say that Ben Hashmashos is Katsoi, L'kol Yom Kulo. So in order to argue it should be Aser now, you have to maintain Migur is Katsoi. Whoa. Migur is Katsoi? Does everyone agree to Migur is Katsoi? Isn't that exactly that Sugya in Shabbos and Daf Mandala? Isn't that the sugya of Moser Shemin Shibaner, where Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, if that was its state at the Tchila Sayom, that remains, Migdus Katsai, and guess what? Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon maintains when you have to judge whether yes or no, you don't necessarily have to judge by its status during Ben Hashmashos, but you can judge by the status here and now. So in other words, in this case, the Mishnah Flamed Aleph, in order to say Ein Mavakin Eitzim and Akoros, that is based on a dual premise. One premise is Muktzamach Mesusan Kis, there's no Hetcher Tiltul. Number two, Mikud is Katsoi. Even though right now, that I intend to use it to fuel a fire, if I would have intended to use the fuel fire at the beginning of Yantip, that would be okay. Why is it not okay now? You have to couple that with Mikud is Katsoi. Mikud is Katsoi is Machlok, it's Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon. So very good. So therefore, this is a Rayu Muchachas, the Sasam Lantana, Kirabi Yuda. Not because of Muktzamach Maskisaron Kis in a vacuum, but Muktzamach Maskisaron Kis coupled with Mikud is Katsoi. And therefore, so why does Tosos have to assume that, what do you mean, that Lo Maisi Mireisha? Of course Maisi Mireisha, because the Reisha is based on a hidden Chiddush, and that is Mikud is Katsoi. That's the heart of Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger writes that again, that Sarach Yom Godol. Why Tosus is forced to interpret the Raya was just simply from, indeed, the Sefer. And Rabbi Kveger writes there, exactly in Shin Ches, let's assume, for example, a person has a sak in Shamila. You know what? It's Muktza, Machmas Kisaron Kis. So if the mole is desirous that this should be his sak in Shamila, there's no Heter Tiltil. You cannot use it to go ahead and to cut something else. If all of a sudden on Shabbos, all of a sudden on Yantiv, a need arises to use a knife, and the only knife he has is a sak and shamila, guess what? So therefore, it cannot be used. And that's not a machlokas. That's true, ben Rabbi Yehuda, ben Rabbi Shimon. Oh, but what happens about the following? If all of a sudden that ritzono shalol lahachsik od hasak in the mila. But what happens, Rabbi Kveger writes, if the mole decides, you know what, I don't want to use this knife any longer. I'm going to get a better knife. I'm no longer going to use this knife for that purpose. In order to say it remains aser, they have to couple with Migudis Katsoi. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, indeed, that would be mutter. So Rabbi Kveger writes this about the case of Ein Mavak and Eitzim and Akoros. Rabbi Kveger writes this about the case of the Sak and Shamila as well. Okay. What exactly is the Shita of Tosu? So if you look in the Mishnayos, Maseches Beitzah, Perek Dalet, Mishnalet, there in the Mishnayos Yachin Boaz, there's the Pirush of the Or Gadol. Or Gadol is the Gadol Miminsk. That writes, Rabbi Shimon denies Migudis Katsoi. Not always. You know what the assumption of Tosos is? Is that even though, yes, at times that's true, that Migudis Katsoi is Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, not always. And therefore, clearly, Tosos is assuming, when it comes to Muktzamach Maskisaron Kis, even Rabbi Shimon is Modeh, that we assume Migudis Katsoi. And therefore, of course, Tosos knows that it's based on a dual assumption, Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis, coupled with the Migud is Katsoi, but Bechi HaGavna. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that is Katsoi Lekula Yom. Well, okay. What exactly is the basis of that Machlokis? Whether indeed Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda would disagree about Migud is Katsoi when it comes to a case of Muktzamach Meskisaron Kis. If you look in that very Simon, in Simon Shinches, here in Sifei, here, the Mechaber writes the following, a fundamental machlokas Rishonim that I want you to see. Now, here the Mechaber writes that Yesh Matirin, Metaltel Klisha Malach Delisa, there are those that are Matir, ooh, this is the Balamor's Chacham Echad, right? One day in the Rashba, that there are those that are Matir, a case of a Klisha Malach Delisa, Afilu Mechamel Itzel, ooh, when? Al Yedei Kikar Otinuk. Al Yedei Kikar Otinuk. Well, that's what the Chabad writes in Shin Chesei. There are those that would allow you to move. Ikli Shemalach Tadisar, Mechamel Etzel, Al Yedei Kikar Otinuk. So, the Sugya Shabbos Kufkokim. If you have a Kli Shemalach Tadahete, a Kli Shemalach Tadahete can be moved, the Tzarek Gufo, the Tzarek Makomo. You need its use, you need its place. Even Mechamel Etzel. Well, you know what, that I don't need it, I don't need its place, but you know, it's situated in an area where I'm concerned, it's going to be stolen, it's going to get ruined, it's sitting outside, I don't need the place, I don't need the object. But if this was weak, I would bring it in order to save the object. Are you allowed to be mitaltel, that for a muktza, a chamel itzel? So you know what, that, kufchav gimel, that's the difference in a klisha malach to liser, as opposed to klisha malach to leheter. even a kli shamalach de lehete requires a tzorech, Right? You can't just be metaltel kelim shalol tzorech just because you like to fidget and just because you're nervous. No, you cannot be metaltel kelim on Shabbos and yantiv. There has to be a tzorech. But you know what? We're pretty broad about the tzorech. Gufo, makoma, even mecham letzel. And what if something is a kli shamalach de leiser? Oh, we assume gufo, makomo, absolutely yes, but not mecham letzel. That's the difference. In kli shamalach leiser, kli shamalach de leheter, maybe there are other differences as well, but the main difference, midini de gemara, kufchav gimel, is mecham letzel. So if you have a kli shamalach leiser that's sitting there, and you know what, I'm afraid someone is going to be taking this object, you know what, that's no heter, no heter tiltel. We're going to have to discuss at length as follows. But would that be true on Yantiv? What's my fear of Mecham Letzel? Well, if it's where it is, it's going to get ruined. No, it's going to get ruined. So can I go ahead and move something in order that it not be ruined? Am I allowed to do that? What would you say about Chotzah, B'chiyai Gavna? No, so not for us right now. There's nothing to think about. Oh, Chotzah is mutter for Ocho Nefesh. No. Beitz and Afyan Beis, Chotzah is mutter mitoch. Mitoch shut letzarech chotronami shalo letzarech. Can I at least argue that on Yantiv, that there should be a heter tilto because hefsid mammon is called letzarech? And mitoch shut letzarech chotronami shalo letzarech. Maybe one could argue mecham letzel could be mutter, not because meikar hadin. You're allowed to metal to kli shomlach to the iser mecham letzel, but me amar the following on Shabbos I'm stuck. But on Yantif there's a heter of chotzah, there's a heter of mitoch, and is hefsid mamon considered to be a mitoch? Is that a tzorech? On Shabbos certainly not. On Yantif maybe there's a possibility of yes, but let's assume no, or certainly on Shabbos where you cannot do so, you cannot move a kli shomlach to the iser. So sit there and just let it waste. Sit there and let somebody go ahead and take your valuable item. What about the following? Isn't there a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed that tells us the following? Sometimes, you know what? You can be metaltel something. Al yedei davrachin. And that's called kikar otinok. We're going to have to see complicated cases. What happens if you're carrying something together? A and B. And therefore, part of the tiltel is justified. Part of it, maybe not. Ooh. So that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Beis. Sometimes will allow you to go ahead and to be metaltel something. Al yidei davarach. Al yidei kikar otinos. You know what I'll do? I'll take a food item, which is not a kli shamalach d'lisser, a food item where clearly there's a heter tilto, and I'll put it now together with that item, which is a kli shamalach d'lisser, and I'll be metaltel biyachad. Wow. That's the chiddush that the Mechaber writes in Shinches, hey? Yesh matirin. There are those who will tell you the following. You cannot be metaltel kli shamalach d'lisser mechamal itzel, but you're allowed to do so al yidei kikar otina. You're allowed to do so, I take her. Ooh, where does this come from? The sugi of kikar v'tinok, because the sugi in Shabbos and Daf, Lamed Beis, is fascinating. The Gemara says, David HaMelech was nifter on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, Shlomo Melech sends the message to the Beis Medrash. Shalach Shlomo the Beis Medrasha, Abba Meis, Umuta B'chama, and Uklavim Shabbos Abba Re'evim. And my father, David HaMelech, was nifter. His body is sitting there, right, exposed in the sun, and the dogs in the palace are hungry. It's going to be a terrible bizayon hames if we just simply say that, you know what, let the body remain until after Shabbos. Oh, so what was the Eitza? That's where the Gemara says the following. That Neachalav Kikar Otinok B'Tiltum. You know what? Go ahead and place together with the mace that which there is a heter tiltel, kikar or tinok, and therefore the metaltel liyachad. Wow. So mufurish in Gemara. But at least the chihai gavna, there's a heter tiltel. There's an iser tiltel moktsa. But you know what? Sometimes we can lift that iser al day kikar betino. This also is an important just ta'ara, Shabbos daf lamed. This was a maisa shahaya, David HaMelech. Ooh. Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel, we saw that already. What do you mean the Gzeira of Muktzah was in the time of Nehemiah, no? In the time of Bayesheni, right? Nehemiah saw the Bnei Yisrael not being so careful about the Dinei Shabbos, and therefore, Tilto Muktzah. So, unusual, no? That Tilto Muktzah was instituted by Nehemiah, and Tilto Muktzah was already present in the time of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, no? That itself is an important aura. So the answer is, whoa, you're confusing your terms, no? You know, we use the word Muktzah, no? Yeah, but Muktzah means a lot of different things, no? Prima Gadim writes, we use the word Chazaka. Chazaka has seven different definitions, no? So be careful when you start having stiras, no? Here the Gemara says Chazaka works. There the Gemara Chazaka doesn't work. Hey, Yitachin, there are so many different types of Chazakas, no? You can't always be Medama Milsa Milsa. And therefore what? You know what? There's a fundamental difference between Muktzah Machmas Gufo as opposed to an Isser of Tiltul Kalim. Tiltul Kalim, no? When we say that, you know what, Nehemiah instituted an Isser of Tiltul Kalim. Tiltul Kalim, a Kli, which is not Muktzah. There is no Isser Tiltul. Oh, that itself was a later institution of an Isser Rabbanan. Oh, we saw that in Magid Mishnah, no? That Rambam, in Perek Chavdalad of Hilchos Shabbos. There are different stages too. When we're talking about a mace, we're talking about a niftar, that is muktzah machmas gufo, that is like eitzim va'avanim, that is not an isser of tiltul kalim. So yes, in earlier times there already is an isser of tiltul muktzah, muktzah machmas gufo. What about movement of saying that is not muktzah? A kli shemalach dal isser, a kli shemalach dal heter. How indeed do you know what is a kli, what is not a kli? We mentioned several weeks ago, no? Yeah, it's very complicated, no? So a person has to learn all of Taras, no? In order to know what is a kli, what is not a kli. That's what the Gemara writes in Shabbos, Kuf Kaf Gimel. What is the din when it comes to Tumen Tara? Is it a kli, is it not a kli? That's going to be very relevant for Dini Muktzah. If you have a kli, Shemalach Tal Isser, a kli, Shemalach Tal Heter, that Isser Tiltum was a much later Takana. Amashe'in came. When it comes to Muktzah Machmas Gufo. So in discussing that case of a mace on Shabbos, mace on Yantif, we're going to get to the Vav Med Aleph. A mace on Shabbos, you know what? That the tiltal is mutter ayyadei kikar atinok. Wow. So you know what? That's important to know. Whatever, I can't go ahead and move something on Shabbos. I have a simple eitzah. Don't move it in isolation. Move it in combination. Move it ayyadei kikar atinok. So for that, you have to know the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Mem Beis. The Gemara of Kuf Mem Beis says the following, that you know what? A person has an arnik, a person has ma'os, right? That all of a sudden are here. And you know what? Somebody is going to steal them. Somebody is going to steal them. Is there any way I can transport the money, the pouch of money, on Shabbos and Yantid? Is there any way to do so? Oh, so I'll tell you the following. You know what? Ooh, Shabbos, Daf Lamed. I can't do the tiltal directly, but you can do the tiltal ayyadei kikar atinok. So someone knocks on your door and says, you know what, that wad of bills that I had, it's sitting there in the street, you know, no problem. Be metaltal ayyadei kikar atinok. So that's what Rav Ashi screams. No, no. Lo amru kikar atinok ela lemeis tomar. That's the sugyan Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Be careful. This allowance, Shabbos Daf Lamed, of Kikar Atinok, whoa, that was a very limited, unique heter. That is only true, L'meis Bavad. Esek B'meis is Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaBrios, Brachos Daf Yutes, Kvod HaBrios is Dolche, many Isurid Rabbanan, and it's sometimes it's even Dolche Dinim Daraisa. That's the Sugyan, Brachos Daf Yutes, M'beis, Chafa M'ralef. When is Kvod HaBrios Doch Yisurim? And maybe it's not surprising that Kvod HaBrios, Kvod HaMeis, Bizui HaMeis, that's Doch Yisurim, Yisurim, that's true. But this is not something which is a wider spread heter to assume that, you know what, this is a good eitzah when it comes to Tolto Muktzah, when it comes to Tolto Muktzah. So that's exactly what the Mechaber writes in Shin Yod Aleph, in Sif Hei, realize that Lo omru kikar atinok ela lemeis bavad. Okay. Well, so what in the world was the Mechaber saying a little bit earlier? Yesh matirin. There are those that allow you to go ahead and be metaltel that which there is an iser tilto, as long as you do so, al yedei kikavetina. What do you mean? It's mafush against the Gemara. No, the Gemara of lo amro kikavetino el lemeis. So what exactly is this machlokas rishonim? Whether it's machlokas rishonim, whether to listen to the Gemara, whether not listen to the Gemara, that's machlokas rishonim. The Gemara is a heter of kikartino. The Gemara tells you this is a very limited heter because of kavod hameis, and we're done. And all of a sudden, you know what? You have your klisha machlisser that's sitting there in a risky area. No problem. Yish matirin. No, one day in Rashba, right? Chachmei hador, who maintain that indeed is mutter. How in the world does it mutter? You know what the answer is? Well, we just got through saying, don't confuse muktzah and muktzah. Don't confuse muktzah and muktzah. Now, Shabbos Laman Mabez is talking about a mace. A mace is muktzah machmas gufo. A mace is muktzah machmas gufo. That's not the gzera of Nehemiah. That was David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. That is muktzah machmas gufo. Good? Shabbos, Kuf Membeis, Ma'os. What is the status of Ma'os? Ma'os, coins, are Mukta Machmas Gufo. Coins are Mukta Machmas Gufo. Coins are not just simply, you know what, the coins are a kli, Shemalach Dali Isser, because there's an Isser, Beit Zedav Lamed Vav, of Mecha Chomemkar, and Shabbos Yantin. So since you buy and sell with coins, so therefore this is a kli Shemalach Isser. No, Ma'os don't have the status of a kli. Most don't have a status of a kli that's mukta machmas gufo. So the cases that the Gemara discusses, the application and the limitation of kikartino, guess what? They're both talking about mukta machmas gufo. A mace where we say yes, and most where we say no. Within the realm of mukta machmas gufo, lo amro kikavetino ella b'meis lovan. Okay. Now guess what? Another Gemara. Now, I don't mean to like bombard you, but you have to know the Makaras. Now, without that, it's just like, you know, it's all speculative. No? Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Gimel. Shabbos Kuf Chav Gimel. You have a meducha. A meducha is a mortar. Right? A mortar and a pestle. No? Meducha is the mortar. It means the basin, the kli, which is used for the purpose of grinding. That's tochin al yedei kli. We'll have to see the sugya. Yud dalet amar aleph. But what forms of tochin is mutter nasar yantid? Is it malachas al panefesh? Is it not malachas al panefesh? What is classic tochin? What is tochin al yedei kli? No? So the real case is you have a mortar, a pestle, you take it and you grind and you grind and you grind. So you grind and you grind and you grind. Now what do you have? You have the ground item. Let's say you're grinding garlic. And now you have ground garlic in the meducha. So guess what? That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Chav Gimel. That, you know, meducha. If you have this grinding bowl, guess what the Gemara says? Im yesh bo shum, if the garlic is in it, metaltlenosa. You can move it. There's a heter tilto. But v'im lav in metaltlenosa. But an empty meducha, an empty mortar, you cannot move. But if the mortar is filled with the shum, you grind and you grind and you grind, and there it is. All the grind items are sitting there in its bowl. So metaltonosa. On what basis? You have a kli that's muktzah. This is something that's used for tochein. And therefore, there's no heter tilto. But in yesh bashum metaltenosa. Why? Why is that mutter all of a sudden? So that's, I wanted you to see the Rashba. Shabbos kuf chav gimel. Dermaskel ha detnan. What did the Rashba say? Yesh mi shepiresh. You ready for this? Like, unbelievable. Yesh bashum is synonymous with Kikarotinok. You cannot carry something in isolation, but you can carry something in combination. So I can carry a mace, I did Kikarotinok. So too, I can be metalto, the meducha, al yedei shum shabbat. Wow. So if it's an empty meducha, then no. But the meducha is full of shum, its contents. Well, of course you can move the shum. The shum is muktzah and Shabbos and Yantiv. And therefore, the reason that yesh bo shum etaltenosa is because, you know what? This is the classic case of kikar al tinok. Wow. So the Rashba is immediately bothered. No, but the Gemara says, no. Lo amro kikar al tinok ella lemeis bovad. No? So, what do you mean, meis bovad? Isn't that meis? Neither is a heter of kikar al tinok. Oh, so what does the Rashba answer? This is the Eshmi Shapiresh. This is the echod mechach mehador of the Balamor. The Balamor is found in daf mem zayin and beis and daf yerif. No? How can it be? You ready for this? Whoa. Honey, Mili. When do we say that kikar al tinok is a very limited heter? It only applies to meis and doesn't even apply to ma'os. You ready? Hecha deleka toras kli. Ooh, before Shunash. No? Hecha deleka toras kli. When you're talking about a muktza machmas gufo, something that doesn't have a shame kli. But if something has a shame kli, you're not dealing with tiltul muktza. You're dealing with an isser of tiltul kalim. If there's an isser of tiltul kalim, the tiltul kalim is lifted. Al yedei kikar al tinok. So that's exactly why the Gemara says meis yes as an exception, mos no as the rule, and meducha as the rule, because mos is muktzah machmas gufo. A meis is muktzah machmas gufo with a separate dispensation of kvod habrios. A meducha is nisur tiltul kelim, and you're allowed to metaltul kelim al yedei davar acher. Shum is the same as kikar al tinok, and that's it. So therefore, kol midei de ispu toras kli. Metalton ayade kikovatino. That's that mechaber. Yesh matirin. What do you mean yesh matirin? It's against the Gemara. No. When the Gemara says meis bovad, the Gemara is referring to mukta machmas gufo. But the chiddush of the yesh matirin is that only applies to tiltul mukta. It doesn't apply to tiltul kalim. Is there a heter tzarach gufo tzarach makom when it comes to tiltul mukta? No. A person has a rock and it's in his place. He can pick up the rock and move it because that's my seat, tzarach makomo. There's no heter tiltul tzarach makomo when it comes to mukta machmas gufo. There's a heter tzarach makomo when it comes to tiltul kalim. Oh, so that's the yesh matirin. Just like there's a heter tzarach gufo, heter tzarach makomo, there's a heter of kikar al tinok, and kikar al tinok can mean kikar al tinok or even im yesh bashum. Wow. That's the first day of the Rashba. That's the Echod Mechach Meyador of the Balamor. And guess what the Balamor writes about this? The Zu Ta'os Gedola. This is a huge mistake. No? Huge mistake. And that's what the Rashba himself writes. Yesh Mi Shapiresh. And that's the Dein Machaber. The Rashba says, that's really a mistake entirely. When you say you have a meducha, and you can move the meducha al yedei shum shava. That's kikar v'tinok. Let's assume, for example, you have this fancy pot which is made for the purpose of cooking, and now it's Shabbos. You know what? The soup is in the pot. The movement of the soup in pot is a heter of kikar v'tinok. You know what kikar v'tinok is? That's an artificial combination. No? You go ahead and have a mace. And you're coupling a tinok with the mace, no? That's pretty odd, no? Somebody's looking, and you're carrying your baby and an iftar, no? Together, no? What in the world? No, the answer is Shabbat Teflamet. This is the way that I can avoid bizei mace. When you're talking about a meducha and shum shabbat, when you're talking about a kedera and tavshil shabbat, that's a hetera kikar v'tinok. That is considered to be a single act of tiltul ha'ochel. And of course that's permitted. Meducha ayyadei shum shava is not this artificial heter of tinok, kikar, which is only true in a case of mace. So you can't prove much from that gemara meducha. Just like you're allowed to carry a pot of food, even if one would argue an empty pot which is made for cooking, does not necessarily have the status of a klisha malachta heter, but when the food is in it, that is its malacha. And therefore, of course, it's mutter. That's the natural tiltul, the natural form of otzah. Of course that's mutter. Of course that's mutter. That's exactly what the Rashba writes. What do you mean? If you have a meducha with shum, then that's not kikaratino. Achshav mishamish het kedom alachto. That's considered to be part of the tilto ochel. No? Kekedera hamotela simam tavshil. Oh, that's what the Balaam writes. Meaning, there is no heter of kikar betinok when it comes to muktzamach maskufo, and you're ready. There's no heter of kikar otinok when it comes to this or tiltul kelim. There's no heter. Kikar betinok is a very limited heter, only mishum kvod habrios, and it doesn't extend even to the gzera of Nehemiah of tiltul kelim. Ah, you'll tell me there is a gemara about meducha, and there is a reality of, yeah, if you have a pot of soup, you know what? You can handle the pot of soup on Shabbos. There's no iser tiltul. That is not the artificial fusion of kikar v'tinog. That unusual combination and that harama. It's like a harama, no? I'm interested in moving the mace. And I'm going to see to it that I can move the mace through a contrived tiltul. Here, you're moving the soup in its kedera. That's an artificial, contrived harama. Of course not. So, moving a kli, b'masha b'socho, is mutter. But kikar v'tinok is absolutely, absolutely aser. Wow, so that's an important thing. And the Yesh Matirin distinguish that kikar v'tinok is typically aser when it comes to muktzamach maskufo, with exception of mace. But when it comes to this sort of tiltul kelim, kikar v'tinok is mutter. Well, so that's the Yesh Mishapirish or the Rashba. That's Chacham Echad of the Balaam Or, and that's the Tshuva Sarash, Klal Chafes, and Simen Ches. Okay, so that's an important Kiddush, an important Kula, the possibility of Kikar V'tinok, Kikar V'tinok. Oh, so that's what the Mechaber references. Yesh Matirin. Yesh Matirin, Kikar V'tinok. When it comes to a Kli Shemalach Deliser, that's Yesh Matirin. Okay, that's important, no? So that's the Chiddush of Mechaber, right? In Shin Chesei, that Yesh Matirin, Kikar V'tinok, when it comes to this Rav, Tiltul Kelim, Tiltul Kelim. Ooh, so Rabbi Kveger has the following also. Okay, Yesh Matirin, there are those that allow, the Inner Rashba, the Inner Balaam Or, Tshuva Sarash, Yesh Matirin, Kikar V'tinok, when it comes to Tiltul Kelim. You ready for Rabbi Kveger? Shin Chesei, you saw? Did you jump when you saw this? No? Hu Hadin? Muktzamach Maskisankis. Whoa. What's true of Tiltul Kelim is true of Muktzamach Maskisankis. Wow. What's true of Tiltul Kelim? When you're dealing with Muktzamach Maskufo, Muktzamach Maskufo, whoa, there's no heter tzarek gufo, there's no heter tzarek makoma. That's really inherent muktza. That's not true when it comes to tiltul kelim. That's not true when it comes to tiltul kelim. What would you say about muktzamach maskisarankis? What about muktzamach maskisarankis? Is that an expansion of muktzamach maskufo? Or is that a form of tiltul kelim? Is it a very chamor form of tiltul kelim? It's a very chamor form of tiltul kelim? Or no. This is a form of muktzamach maskufo. Meaning what? You know what muktzamach maskufo means? It doesn't have a shame kli. It's something which is useless. Eitzim, avanim, afar, sticks, stones, dirt. It's useless. This muktzamach maskisaron kis is useless. It's priceless. Exactly, no? Its only use is something which is forbidden. Its only use is something which is forbidden. Right? This $3,000 camera. Right? Its only use is to take pictures which is forbidden on Shabbos. So you know what I would tell you? That therefore on Shabbos, it has no utility. I wouldn't say a hammer has no utility. A hammer can be used to bang in nails. A hammer can be used to crack open a nut. Okay, it's a kli. It remains a kli on Shabbos. Rov lach this or mit lach that. Okay, let's talk. No? You have something which is komalach daliser. Do I argue? It's a kli, but it's a thoroughly forbidden kli. Or can I argue as follows? If it's a kli that has no utility, you know what? It's kli. No? It doesn't have the status now of kli, meaning that this is now within the hagdara of tiltul mukta machmas gufo, not tiltul kelim. What is the hagdara of mukta machmas chisaron kis? The fact that it's duchka miyachid la, and it's a precision instrument only used for melachis iser, does that mean on Shabbos it's the equivalent of that which lacks a shem kli? It's like etzim avodah v'afar. Or do you argue, despite the fact that it's a kli, you know what, that there's no mute malach del heter, and therefore it is a chumra form of tiltul kelim, but remains within the hagdara of tiltul kelim. Wow, wow. So I'll tell you the chiddush. That's Rabbi Kaveger. Rabbi Kaveger assumes at the end of the day, mukta machmas kesan kis has a shem kli, has a shem kli. Mukta machmas chisaron kis is a form of tiltul kelim. And guess what? You know what? If it is considered to be a form of an expansion of this era of tiltul kelim, I'll tell you two incredible chiddushim. No? Two Rabbi Kvegers and Shinches that we saw. No? In Sif Aleph and Sif Hey. Well, number one is that when it comes to cases of tiltul kelim, we're not going to assume migdis katzai. We're not going to assume Migas Kami when it comes to Mutsumaxis Konkis. Wow, wow. Okay. And number two, that if there's a heter of Tiltul Kalin, when it comes to Kikar V'Tinok, that's going to apply to Mutsumach Mutsumaxis Kis as well. That's an important Kiddush. Wow. That's the Rabbi Kiveger. That's Rabbi Kaveger's deal. What is its status? What is its status? And one can understand both ways. The Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis, is that a reason to assume that this is only a Libet Rabbi Yehuda and not a Libet Rabbi Shimon? Those are two deal in Rabbi Kaveger. Do I apply the Prince of Midas Katsoi? And do I apply the Heter of Kirkovatinok? If I assume that this is considered to be an absolute Muktzamach Masgufa, then guess what? Then everyone's going to agree that indeed it's Asa. And then you're going to have to assume like Tosos, that the deal of Argomar Beis Mabeis is not in Mavakin Etzim and Akoros. That's the Chuli Alma. You have to assume it's the Seifa. If one is going to assume, ooh, that's not true. So in such a case, that one could argue that the diuk is even from the Reisha as well. Well, that's a pretty heavy issue. Those are two nafkaminas in terms of Muktamach Maskisaron Kis. Kikovatinok and the application of Ingris Katsai. And here I'll tell you a third nafkamina. Oh, Gimel Mabes. Gemara says the following. We already learned, now you have a Beitz Shanova. A Beitz Shanova in the Taltanosa. It's clear, no? It's Asa. It's Asa B'Achila, it's Asa B'Shamshus, it's Asa B'Tilto. Tosus, one could have thought differently, but at the end of the day, guess what? Beitz Shanova. When Beis Hillel says it's forbidden, it means across the board, Achila, Tilto, and Shamshus, all are considered to be Asa. So what do you do? You have this end that lays an egg, and the egg is sitting there exposed, and I can't go ahead and move it, so I'm going to let it be there. The whole thing is going to be destroyed, no? The whole thing is going to be destroyed. So the Bryce of Gilman Bayes tells me, you know what? Oh, I'll tell you a wonderful Eitzah. Beitz Shinolda, Eimetaltenosa, that's true, but you know what? But Kol fa ale esakli. Just take a kli and put it over the egg. And you'll protect the egg. You leave it exposed. Someone's going to break it. So put a kli over it. Okay? So kol fa ale esakli. Tosas is bothered, Gimel Beis. Tosas says the following. Is that so obvious that you can do that? That you can be metaltel a kli for this purpose? Yeah, yeah. You know what? I can be metaltel a kli tzar gufo, tzar makomo. So this is a tzarech. I need the kli to cover the egg. Why is that such a chiddush? You know what the problem is? Shabbos daf mem gimel. You know what the chiddush is? Rabbi Yitzchak. No. Taptos is gimel beis. You know what Rabbi Yitzchak maintains? Ein kli nital ela ledavra nital. Right? You can only move A to service B if B has a heter tiltum. But if B is aser b'tiltum, you cannot move A to service B. So if you have a beitza shenolda, but there's nisr tiltum, you cannot go, you can move a kli letzorech. What's the tzorech? The tzorech is the beitza shenolda. The beitza shenolda is mukza. You're allowed to be metaltel letzorech mukza when there's nisr tiltum of mukza. How can you do that? So if I need the hammer, the tzar gufa, to crack open a nut, that's a tzarech. I need the hammer to go ahead because, you know what, it's occupying a certain place, tzarech makomo. You need the object to service B, and B has no heter tilto. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak screams, how in the world? No, how can you say that tzarech is B when B is a muktzah with no heter tilto? So, in other words, ein kli nital ela lidavar hanital. So therefore, you can't move the beitza. You cannot move anything else to service the beitza. So how in the world can we suggest that just take a pot and kofel es akli? That's the difficulty, you know? How does this all work according to Rabbi Yitzchak? So Tosfos is just citing a Gemara, no? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Mem Gimel. What's the answer? What's the answer of the Gemara? Ooh. Well, even Rabbi Yitzchak agrees you can move this pot, the Sarah Gufo. You can move a pot, the Tzarech Makomo. Let's assume the following. You know what? A person, this is the place he needs to occupy. And there's a pot which is there. So, all done? No, you're allowed to move the pot, the Tzarech Makomo. So what do? I pick up the pot. Right? Now what do I do? So you know what I'm going to scream? You know what? Good. You satisfy the Tzarech Makomo? Drop it. Just drop it. Drop it. The whole clay cheres is going to shatter. Drop it, no? So guess what? That's not true. If I'm allowed to move something with tzarech makomo, what does that mean? I can go in and pick it up from where it is, and what? You ready for this, Kiddush? Pretty unbelievable. That mutter laholicho l'makom shiirtze. Mutter laholicho l'makom shiirtze. If there's a heter tiltum, and I'm allowed to go ahead and to move it, to normal, a typical, a reasonable location. So if there's a heter tiltum, I don't assume pick it up. Now drop it. You know what? I can go ahead and pick it up. There's a heter tiltum, and now I can go ahead and place it in a reasonable area. What's the reasonable area? You know what? I'll put it in the cabinet. I'll put it in the shelf. Un einfel, no? If you have a beitza shenolda, why don't you put it on top of the beitza? I have to put it in the shelf. There's a heter tiltum. I have to put it in the shelf. Once I'm being metaltel beheter, the tzar gufo, the tzarach makomo, yodichena l'makom shiirtze. Oh, so that is how Rabbi Yitzchak understands our Gemara and our Gimel Beis. When the Gemara says that, look, if you have an exposed beitza, there are ways that you can cover it. You know what? How do we assume you can cover it? We disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak. You can take a kli lechatchilin cover. But even though Rabbi Yitzchak maintains, ein kli nita l'davar nital, but if you are metaltel beheter because of tzarech makomo, so take that pot that was in your seat, and you know what? Pick it up, tzarech makomo, and once it's biado, yalichena l'makom shiirtze, and put it over the edge. Wow. So you know what I would tell you? This is so important in learning, no? We don't accept Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, no? We don't agree with this Chumrah. Rabbi Yitzchak has a Chumrah. No? Ain kli nita adaranita. We don't accept that lalacha. But the Gemara says, how is he going to the Braisa? The answer is, you have to be mechadesh, this principle, of the lechenu shemokom shiirtzeh. You know what's like so stunning? So even though we don't hold like Rav Yitzchak, but if the principle of Yolichinu Melchishedek Shirtzeh is true, it'll even be true lahalacha, even though we deny the Chiddush of Rav Yitzchak, no? That's how we assume lahalacha, no? You know, it's so important. It's always important to learn all the shittas. Don't say we don't paskin this way. You know, I'll tell you, number one, what do you mean? The Asik, the Torah, is not just simply paskin, not paskin, no? But I'll tell you more than that. This is a chiddush in all halachos muktzah of Yolichinu Shemalkam Shirtzeh. How do we get to this chiddush? How does Rav Yitzchak understand the Braisa? The fact that we won't pass the Rav Yitzchak, okay, no, chinami, we'll understand the Braisa differently. But the Teretz has to be cogent. No, it has to be true. It can't be false. So you see, according to Rav Yitzchak, the chiddush of Yolichinu Malkam Shirtzeh. So we're going to maintain this chiddush, la halacha, of Yolichinu Malkam Shirtzeh. Oh, that's pretty chashuv, no? So that's exactly what the Mechaber writes in the same simen, simen Shinches, that you know what? Mutter the Taltel, you're allowed to go ahead and to move things. And guess what? Ula nicho beza malkom shiritze. There's no chiyuv that you have to pick up something and now drop it. Drop it. But you know what? Yolichinu shemalkom shiritze. And how do you know that? From Rabbi Yitzchak. Wow. So now I have this new rule. No? Oh, sorry, Yitzchak is my dear friend. No? He's informing my halacha l'maaseh, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. No? Yolichinu lalkom shiirtzeh. Now I'm going to tell you something very heavy. No? Okay. But I would say, you know, adayo. No? Adkan. Don't overreach. Mufurish, yolichinu lalkom shiirtzeh. Bamed var mamuri. You know, so if I wanted to be like really conservative, I don't want to expand anything. You know what I'm going to tell you the following? I'm going to tell you there are two significant requirements. Number one, based on we discussed a half hour ago, we're talking about Tiltul Kalin. We're talking about Shabbos Kufkaf Gimel, the Gzeros of Nehemiah. We're not talking about Tiltul Muktzah. We're not talking about Tiltul Muktzah. Tiltul Kalin. I'll tell you another restriction. We're talking about Tiltul Kalin, where the Tiltul was Beheter. Letzarek Makomo. So I'm going to tell you no doubt. This is a great Kiddush. Yolichinu Malkam Shiritzeh. But you know what? Be careful with your Kiddushim. Don't overreach. You know what the Kiddush is? When you're metaltel a kli Beheter, Yolichinu Malkam Shiritzeh. So good. So if there's a pot in my seat and I pick up the pot, I don't have to drop it and it's smashed to the ground. Yolichinu Malkam Shiritzeh. But let me ask you the following. What happens if you're dealing with Tiltul that's Be'isin? Be'isin. Would you still say the same thing? Maybe not. The Heter Tiltul allows Yolichinu Malkam Shiritzeh. But if the Tiltul was done Be'isin, all of a sudden, from strange reason, I was like dilly-dallying. I picked up a pen. It would have been mutter had I done so Tzorach Gufo, Tzorach Makomo, if I needed a pen to read something in the corner. Or I needed the place and I can pick up the pen. Okay, good. That didn't happen. I picked it up Be'isr. Would I still say that, once it's in your hand, Yolichinu Malkam Shiritzeh? Would I say, no. Even the Chiddush HaKon Rabbi Yitzchak is Tiltul Kalin Beheter. Not Tiltul, which is Be'isr. Not clear. What about the following? What if I'm not dealing with Tiltul Kalin? Let's say I'm dealing with a very chamor form of muktzah. Muktzah machmas gufo. Would I say that, you know what, that, all right, once it's biyado, yolichinu malkam shiirtzeh? Or would I say, no, this is only an option, Tiltul Kalin beheter? Not so clear. What's the halacha of Tiltul Be'isr? What's the halacha of Tiltul Be'heter? What's the halacha of Tiltul Kalin? What's the halacha of Tiltul Muktzah? Let's say I have a case of Tiltul Muktzah that's Be'heter. But you still should have Malkam Shiritzeh. Is this like, why would it be an all-encompassing heter? Maybe one can argue the following. Yes, or Tiltul means to pick up something and to move it. Once it's ready, biyado, once you're already moving it, it matters little whether you move it an inch or a foot or 10 feet? No? The tiltul is already done. You're already metaltul mukta. Once already you're engaged in tiltul, you know what? So you can move it another 5 feet to put it on the shelf. Maybe that should apply to all forms of tiltul. It's not considered to be a new act of tiltul. It's considered to be an expansion, an extension of the original tiltul. So you're not doing anything else by continuing to move it. If that's true, maybe I'd be inclined to say that could apply to any form of tiltul, whether it's beser, whether it's beheter, whether it's tiltul kelim, or whether it's mukta machmas gufo. Or maybe would argue, no, the whole assumption of the lichenu is only if it's a tiltul beheter, and only if it's nisr tiltul kelim and not mukta machmas gufo. And maybe that would not apply in other cases as well. Whoa, so I wanted you to see Magen Avraham, Priva Gadin, two comments of the Gaon. That's cool. Where's the Gaon found? Reish Samach Vav Arachayim, Reish Samach Vav Yerodeh. No? Same simon, no? Because Reish Samach Vav Arachayim is Halchos Mukta. And Reish Samach Vav Yerodeh is a bris milah on Shabbos. You ever been to a bris milah on Shabbos? The Cracker Jack Mall? What does the mole do with the knife as soon as he finishes the meal? As soon as he finishes the meal. You know what this is? Ooh, this is not really as close to home, no? What's the halacha of Yechen Al-Kshimer when it comes to Mukta Machmas Gufo? What's the halacha of Tiltul Kelim? Isser Heter? What about that mila knife? That mila knife? A mila knife is a Mukta Machmas Chisaron Kis, but Mila's Doche Shabbos, there's a Heter Tiltul. A mukta machmas chisaron kis b'derechetu l'tzorach mila. Now the mila is done. Now the mila is done. What does the mole do with that knife? What does he do with the knife? Beitzadav gimel. Yolichena malkam shiyotze. You have it in your hand? Go put it wherever. Oh, yeah? Is that so obvious? Maybe not. Maybe there's no concept of yolichena malkam when it comes to mukta machmas chisaron kis. When I have in my shul, Bris Milah and Shabbos, you know what I tell them all? You have your bag of goods, you know? He comes with his little bag, you know? I tell him, put the bag right under the baby and do the Milah, and then let go of the knife and drop it into the bag. And now, guess what? The bag is going to have most things that are drawn on Mutarim. There'll be a Mokta Machmas Chisaron Kis. The bag does not become a Basis to the Varasa. So now you can move the bag. As opposed to taking the knife and just, it's in your hand, just, you know, because, you know, just you drop it in the shul, you know, you drop it there. One of the kids are chasr shalom, no? So drop it into the bag and then move the bag, because the bag is not considered a basis of davarasa. So that's what I wanted you to see. The Gaon Reish Samach Vav, Arachayim Yerodeh, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses exactly this in the Biur Halacha and Reish Samach Vav. Now, what should the mole do with the knife when he finishes? But you know, this is going to be the third nafkamina. If one should assume that Yolichena Malkam Shiyotze only applies to Tiltul Kelim, our Gemara, Beis Adav Gimel, it doesn't apply to Mukta Machmas Gufo. What is Mukta Machmas Kesaron Kes? Asakim Shamila. So far, the three nafkaminas. Now, Migdus Katzai, Kikar Tinoch, and Yolichena Malkam Shiyotze. That's pretty, that, I'll tell you, is the deal in the Rabbi Kivager and Artosos, where the Reb Shimon is going to agree with the Reisha, or Reb Shimon is going to disagree with the Reisha, Migas Katzai, and whether you have to assume that the Rai of our Gemara is only from the Seifa or from the Reisha of the Mishnah. Okay, so now hopefully we'll take a look at those Marmakomas. Magen Avraham, Priva Gadin, the two comments of the Gaon, the Mishnah Berurah, and see how this will come together.